Welcome to our podcast, Call of Duty, Real Soldiers, Real Stories. And today, we have with us Lieutenant Commander Nilesh. He has successfully completed 10 years in the Indian Navy through the Short Services Commission. And not just that, from there on, he has accumulated a lot more professional degrees and continues to do so. He also has a healing side to himself and believes in alternate healing therapies. To know more, please listen on to this conversation with me, Nandita Shankaran. Lieutenant Commander, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Nandita.
We always begin by wanting to know about your childhood, school days, your college days.
That's an interesting fact. I grew up in a place in Bandra, which is the Bollywood center. Most of the high profile stay. But my parents both were into senior management position in a reputed state government. My mom was a municipal school teacher. She ensured that we as kids understand the importance of the luxury, the education, and the commitment towards self, society, and the country. They both were working parents, so they had to abide by the timing and rules. I was lucky to have a very reputed school with good academic and curriculums like vocational trainings, other facilities, cultural competitions, dance, being in the flute band, doing extracurricular activities, playing with friends, getting your uniform dirty. That was the most common things which every kid wants to do. So I never missed on that. But yes, there were some restrictions as a kid because I had some health issues with my heart. I had siblings, and in our house, it was very clear. Discipline was part of our daily routine, and we had our designated roles to play. Since childhood, our parents were very clear about two aspects. One is about health, and second about education. And third was about the code of conduct and the way you are assigned a task and how you're supposed to deliver the task. From schooling to college, it was a smooth transition. But yeah, as I had some of my health issues, I had to take a drop, get myself rectified, and get back into action.
Oh, that's interesting. And that clearly gives us a few aspects into your personality about how discipline plays such an important role in your growing up days itself. And I think you were made a team player at home. So that is something very unique. You've been really lucky to have such supporting parents. Curious to know that was the loyalty towards the state, the motherland, was that a reason to enter the forces, or how did that happen?
Yeah, so my mom is coming from a strong national service background. In her time, she was one of the best women players in all sports and all activities. And my great-grandfather from her side was an Ayurvedic expert. Basically, community service and something to do for the community, the state, or for the nation was always imbibed. That was one aspect. And second, since childhood, as I mentioned, my parents were very focused about what are we going through, what type of food are we eating, what type of thoughts are we getting into. So since childhood, we were being shared informations about freedom fighters, informations about the wars which happened, information about what is right, what is wrong for the nation. So that was one aspect. Unfortunately, in one of the visits which happened in Lion Gate, that's the naval dockyard, there was one of my mom's friend who was working there. So he shared the passes that, why don't you come and have a look at these mighty ships? And as a kid, when we went there and I saw, oh my God, my neck is completely going straight and I'm not able to see the flag post. This is something quite different. So I was quite intrigued understanding what type of machines are these. When I went inside, I saw people in white shorts and pulled up stockings up to the knees. And it actually made me question one of them. I said, Uncle, why are you wearing such a vague uniform? Either your pants should be full or your socks should be small. Just on a lighter note, he said, boy, you'll come to know when you get into this uniform. That time, I never thought that I'll ever get into any forces. But fortunately, when I landed up and when I wore those uniforms, it was immensely different feeling. So the best part of the forces was they have different type of uniforms. And each uniform, irrespective whatever you wear, makes you feel powerful, make you feel strong. So that was one of the aspects. And then during my engineering time, there was a seminar which was conducted for university entry scheme. which is launched by the armed forces to get in candidates or prospective officers before they graduate. It's in the last year of their services. And the presentation and the entire thing which was shown actually fascinated me that, oh, this is one of the best careers one can think of. And why should not we try? By that time, I had already got cured by my health ailment. I said, okay, now if I'm fit, I should not miss this opportunity. So that was the second thing which intrigued me to get into the forces. But obviously, third thing is the uniform. So I was always not allowed to wear white things as a kid because it used to be messy and dirty. And I said, wow, these uniforms are so well maintained, so neat and tidy. And if that is something one gets, there should be nothing less than donning it and being proud about it.
Wow, that is truly inspiring because I think your mother, of course, played a pivotal role in shaping your mind into what you are today. But also there was a manifestation by the officer then on board. You know, all the forces came together to get you into the forces. I'm sure the entry and the training for the same, like at the academy, would not have been easy, but may have been so because of your already strict background. So why don't you tell us how was that?
Yes, so to be very frank, my mom was not in favor of me getting into the forces, understanding my health condition. Initially, I tried my level best to get into armed forces, but then I don't know, it didn't work out. But fortunately, when the call came, being interviewed for the Navy, she was a bit reluctant because she knew that I don't know swimming. She said, it's fine if you go for the Army or Air Force, but Navy, you don't know swimming. And the best part about the forces is like when you go for the interview, right from the selection process till the time you get trained and then you actually become an officer, it's a complete transition because before that training, you are just a civilian. And once you are out, you are ready to face any challenges. So when I was in the forces, the best experience I had was on the same day I joined my academy. And I was not able to be there on time because I was late by a couple of seconds. And the first punishment I got, do 10 push-ups and go to the next class. It was scorching bright sun. The tar road was as hot as a hot plate. I thought, okay, it's only 10 push-ups. Let me finish it up. The 10 push-ups actually was too painful because your hands were not able to be stable on that tar roads. But then the adjutant said, okay, you better do 10 or I'll make it 20. I just quickly did it and I just stood up and I could see two triangles stuck on the floor. I said, what is this like? And then he said, okay, now you can move. And when I started moving for my next class, which was swimming, I just saw, I said, oh my God, there is no triangles on my hand. They are stuck on the ground. And it actually gave me a very different feeling. It was, but obviously burning and pinching. But like I said, okay, it will go normally because now there is no skin on the palm. So it should be normal. And the next phase, when we went in the swimming pool, I showed it to the trainer. I said, okay, I should go to the medical room and get this treated and all. And he just said, oh, bas, fauji banne aaya ho, itne se se thak gaye. And if you have guts, you should get into the pool right away. Don't make these excuses. And that's the first day. And as I went into the pool, the chlorine went in. And oh my God, that night I had the worst experience of my life. The pain was not stopping, irrespective whether I put so many ointment or anything. That was the first experience. But the next day, everything healed. My life was all rough and tough through the phase because we, being in the Navy, we sail on high seas. It's rolling, it's pitching. Your body system is not acclimatized to it. So my first sailing when I did, I had not had meals for almost 2 days. I was not able to drink water nor to eat anything because everything was coming out. And finally, blood started coming out and it was terrible. But then as you have good comradeships, you have good seniors. One of my senior told me, look, Nilesh, nobody's going to stop for you. You have to take care of yourself. So you better eat and puke. There's no other option. And yes, that helped when we had a deployment in South African waters when we were sailing with high tides and a cyclone had hit us. Ship was tossing and toppling, but I was absolutely fine. Those initial recommendations, training, and then body acclimatization helped me sustain very well in international seas. And the best part about the forces was it gave me an opportunity to work with all international navies. At a very young age, you get to know about different cultures, different people from different countries, their behavior, their languages, their experiences. So it makes you quite an experienced youth. And moreover, as a young officer, you are being made responsible for your men. So that leadership skill starts developing and it actually helps overall growth, like not only on your personal health, your professional health, your mental health, and overall, it shows a great respect, not only within your family, but also in your society and in your community. So yes, it was a good experience throughout the forces, always making some long-term memories, may it be at sea, may it be with the harbor, may it be in any establishments. It always has wonderful experiences. So the best part about any forces is you work hard throughout the day and you party hard throughout the night. Next day morning, 5:30, we have to be on the parade ground.
That was quite a beginning to your forces experience with the skin being chipped off. I'm sure the first day itself made you strong and it was only upward from then on. But why don't you tell us at least one funny incident during your training days?
Yes, one thing which you can never forget. In training, we have some overnight camping and overnight activities. So one of the activities was when we were supposed to go out for a full night trek, expedition, where we divided in groups. We are supposed to do those sorts of treasure hunts and then Reiki and then come and assimilate at one point. So we were so exhausted because of the day-to-day training. We landed up sleeping in one of the grounds. Everybody, the entire team was sleeping. And later on, we got to know that all the five teams were sleeping in the same ground at different locations. The adjutant was furious because he couldn't see even a single team returning back to the base camp. He went wild. He said, "No, I'm not going to leave these cadets now." And then he took up the charge. He found us and then he made us do whole night different types of tasks. So there was one task in which you are supposed to carry your buddy on your shoulders. You are supposed to have his arms and his luggage along with your luggage. And you're supposed to make one big round to the tent. Now, I was a very thin guy, not weighing more than 55, 57 kgs. Accidentally or fortunately, I got a buddy who was almost 80 to 90 kgs. So he said, "Okay, Nilesh, please, I'm ready to sit on your back." And I said, "Oh my God, how are you going to sit in?" And adjutant is right in front of me. And he said, "Nilesh, I'm waiting for you to start." So I said, "Okay, let's try something. Let me take him." And the moment he sat on my leg, my face got totally squeezed between his thunder thighs. I was not able to see anything in front of me. And I said, "Oh boy, give me some space or at least tell me which direction I'm going." He says, "Boy, I can't see anything. I'm exhausted myself. Just ensure you don't drop me." And like, that was my worst case because I could barely walk some steps. And then I used to put him down. I said, "Okay, let me see the road back again." And then again, I used to bore him. So whole night I was doing that. And then fortunately, we used to switch our turn the moment adjutant was not able to see us. And then we managed to do that. But adjutants are very smart. They are our seniors. So they exactly know what shortcuts we take. And then we both were made to do whole night digging of the roads and then doing push-ups and squats and all. But yeah, I could never forget that incident. So that was the most funniest part during the training phase.
Wow, really interesting and hilarious. No doubt about it. I'm sure you'll never forget it. But that was interesting. Any other incidents that you want to share, maybe training, or also if you want to tell us something about how your posting started and any incidents during your tenure?
Yes, so as I've said, like every single day is unique. My first posting, in fact, my first training posting was on a frigate. And on frigates, it was a steam-based frigate. So any steamship, it takes a lot of time to build up the pressure. It starts from boiling the water, generating steam, and then making it superheated, then warming up the turbines, and then the engine starts. So it's a decent amount of couple of hours activity pre and post. And once you are in the sea, these are the best ships because they have a lot of redundancies. So on my first sailing, we had something called as fueling at sea. Like normally how we have our cars parked into stations and then we have fueling. In the sea, it's a tanker which comes with the fuel and the warships come alongside them and then the fueling hose is passed. And that hose is to be connected to the ship and the fueling starts. So in my first event of fueling, the hose came and as a novice, because it was my first sailing, I said, "Okay, I'll sit on the hose and I'll tighten it faster." So, and my captain saw it from the top and he was yelling and making the signs of me to get down the hose. And I just saw him and I said, "Oh, he's telling me to hurry up." I was thinking, okay, I'm supposed to do it faster and faster. And there were winds, there were rains, visibility was low. But my captain was able to see that. So finally, he just made an announcement that Sub-Lieutenant Nilesh, captain's cabin, immediately. So I said, "Oh, he's going to give me some applause." And I went there and he said, boy, do you know what you were doing? Had you flown in the sea, I wouldn't have never found you. So dare not do such activity. Safety comes first. And trust me, that was the lesson which I practiced throughout and till date I'm practicing. That was one of the hilarious come life learning lesson. And other phase, it was wonderful phase because the first appointment I got was again on the same ship for three and a half years and leading the technical team on board. And then followed by that, I moved on to managing the fleet maintenance unit for the entire Western Naval Command with a workforce of almost 500 plus men. And when you're handling such workforce, which are not only in uniform, but civil people, there are related labor laws issues, there are related health issues. So that was the phase which actually gives a vast experience for the officer at that age to understand the nuances of not only working in uniform, but also taking care of your support structure. Like though the vessels and the ships do go in the front, there's always the back end, the second line, which is the civilian force, which controls them. We have the dockyard workers, we had the suppliers, the vendors who used to give us all these equipments and all. So that was another phase. And then from there, I had an opportunity to do 2 years of service in Andaman and Nicobar Islands in Port Blair. That was, you can say, one of the best phase of my life because there the time zone is a bit different. It has an early sunrise and an early sunset. And that island is full of nature and a lot of things to do. But no, I mean, during my time, we never had any theaters or any more things. So the best thing was having socializing between your friends and families, focusing your time, picking up some good activities. So there I was able to pick up golf, which was one of the, you can say, luxury games. And being in the forces, the best part is you get exposed to such high-end sports like equestrian, horse riding, golfing, fishing. And when you are in a place like Andaman, you have more time to invest and explore such things. And from there, I landed up with my last posting in material superintendent, where we had the procurement, the contracts, you can say the support structure for the vessels. So that was my last posting. And from there, Navy being supportive and ensuring that all their officers have been taken care of, they have some pre-release course that the transition when you make from the forces to the corporate. So there also, I was fortunate to get an option to go to IIM Lucknow. So IIM Lucknow, we spent six months, a residential course there where we were exposed to all the nuances of the corporate life. So that was a complete aspects about the forces. It never makes you feel disengaged, whether you are on an active duty or on a base duty or even at home. An officer is always on duty, irrespective where he is. That's about the life in forces.
Wow, that was a beautiful summation, sir, about the life in forces, and truly inspiring. And I'm sure after listening to this episode, your mother would be sure that she was right in not letting you join the forces. And yes, I was reading up about you, and I see that post forces, your life has taken a complete turn. And I do understand that you've been reading up and studying a lot of different things. Why don't you tell us something about that, sir?
I feel education is something which is a continuous process, irrespective of age or the level or the seniority one person is at. So for me, I took up education as part and parcel of my need. So even while in forces, as I mentioned, when I moved from the ship posting to the base posting, I was working with labor force and there were a lot of labor related contractual obligations and all, which was a difficult scenario. And at the same time, I was fortunate to do my master's in human resource from Jamnalal Bajaj. And being a correspondence course, we used to spend evenings understanding those different subjects. And I was able to implement that in my day-to-day activities in the forces. After forces, I was fortunate to get into corporate, though the transition is not as smooth because for short service officers, it's a difficult situation because we don't get pension, we get gratuity. But once veterans are being selected into the corporates, they have their mark placed very prominently. So I managed to get into my first company, CBRE, and I love this company. Presently also, I'm in the same company because of the value systems and the way they operate their business. from there, I went into facility and property management. I was managing BK Birla's property for a couple of years, shaping it to convert from the existing mills to a retail cum commercial property. And from there over, I moved to Maersk Container Shipping. I was managing around 450 vessels, their entire plant maintenance database, and the manpower which were coming there. And then subsequently, I moved to another project, which was again a global project with all continents involved. So corporate life also gives a lot of exposures. And with this background, when you get into these shoes, you have been able to make a difference. And the experience which the forces has given me when interacting with different cultures and different navies of the world. When I had this profile, it made me very easy to connect with people across the globe. And the confidence in trying and understanding, being an active listener, trying to get to the point as fast as possible, getting into the details, being very specific and meticulous about the task which is given in hand. So all these things actually helped me in my present roles. And after that, I started my own consultancy for a year or two. And then COVID hit. And that was the time when I had to shut down my consultancy and move into another corporate job. And CBRE was kind enough again to hire me in Mumbai. One thing I missed is about the social life I had in the forces. That's a bit less in corporate life.
That's like life coming a full circle, to say the least. And I was in fact going to ask you, how has the forces helped you in your corporate life? But I think it is so much a part of you that you covered it so beautifully already. And yes, I've personally also seen that veterans are looked up to when they, you know, rejoin in a corporate world or any other civilian services. So I was reading about your belief in alternative therapies. Could you throw some light on that?
Yes, as I said, like as a kid, I had challenges in my health and I had restrictions in my mobility. And fortunately, one of the alternative therapies, which is called acupuncture, was able to heal me completely in that aspect. And since then, my belief on complementary medicine like acupuncture, naturopathy, Ayurveda, yoga, actually fascinated me to get more into the studies and exploration of how it actually impacts the body. As such, I've been into this passion since 20 years. But as these are complementary medicine, it can never directly replace the allopathic side of it. Like, for example, when there's a fracture, you need to go and fix that fracture. But yes, alternative therapies will help to heal it faster, to reduce the pain. So acupuncture was one which instigated me to learn more about it. And then it followed by naturopathy, because drugless therapy was something I was more inclined towards it. And after naturopathy, yoga came naturally into it. And post-COVID, when I got to know that my body has been broken down because of multiple COVID attacks, yoga actually helped me recover at a rapid phase. And with yoga, neuro-linguistic programming, it's NLP, which is actually self-affirmation, self-healing techniques. So all these alternative therapies are cost-effective, drugless, with minimal or literally no side effects. And the results are unbelievable.
Wow, interesting. So it clearly means that you still continue to give to the society. That quality is imbibed in you. It's a part of your nature. And that makes you what you are. That's great. And if I could just ask you a little question about your family. How did your family be with you and support you throughout this journey of your forces and your corporate life? Something about them.
Yeah, so as I said, like, my parents were the initial building strength and the foundation for me to grow into the person I am today. And my siblings, but obviously because they were my team members in my childhood who always hold my hands and made me do things which were difficult for me. So both my parents and my siblings, they have always been there for me, irrespective of the situations of difficult times or in success. Like I said, my mom, she was always worried about me. When she got to know that, yes, I'm into the forces, she was the first person to motivate me that, no, now is the time, irrespective whether I want it or not, you should get into swimming, which actually helped me get into my swimming. And I learned swimming within less than 48 hours. And then, yes, my sister was one of my friends since childhood. Though she knew that I had health issues, she was always there. And my brother was also a motivation factor, because as a child, he was my bodyguard. Though he was a younger brother, he had amazing physical strength. He was 6'2". He was into martial arts. And I was always looking up to him, the way he used to maintain his physical fitness. So he was more into sports. related activities. And no matter how difficult situation was there, whether the situation after my release of the service as a short service commission officer and then staying at home, it was never a challenge to share anything with them. And they were always standing there as a strong wall of support. One of the best part about the forces is like they always take care of your family because the family is one which takes care of the officer. And it goes hand in hand.
Wow, thank you. It truly shows what a support a family can be and what an impact it can have in any Fauji's life. And I'm sure that is positive impact that we see in your life. So thank you so much. That was a very interesting conversation that we had. But before we say goodbye, I would request you to give a small message to our listeners who are listening to this podcast.
Yes, so like the youth always wants to try something and experience something different. And it can be anything to do with high adrenaline rush or something which they've never experienced. Then I would tell them, why not armed forces? Why don't you try something which you've never tried? It's easy to say my Josh is high, but it's better to experience how Josh becomes high. So my message to the youth is only keep your Josh high. And if you want to feel it, you should get into the armed forces.
Wow. On that note, with a very high Josh, thank you so much for coming to our podcast and sharing these beautiful views. And I'm sure your words here will make an impact on the youth of today. People like you are who they look up to.
Thanks, Nandita, for having me on the show. Thanks and all the best. I'd be more than happy to contribute all my friends from the forces and the uniform to surely have a chat with you. It explores the complete decades of experiences one has within the flash of 20-30 minutes. Thanks once again.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Do subscribe and share it amongst your friends and family. Available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Don't forget to hit the bell icon for notifications of the next story. For any other information, drop us an email at podcastcallofduty@gmail.com.